So if you follow the situation in Guantanamo and the war in Iraq, you know about the military tribunals down there where enemy combatants and others who are being held by the U.S. military are tried for crimes that the government sometimes will elaborate on and sometimes won't. It's difficult to go and see the tribunals themselves. They're not actually open to the public, but transcripts are available. And Sig Leibowitz, who's a lawyer and also an actor and writer and producer of the independent movie The Response, used those transcripts to produce a film that actually takes you into the courtroom to get a sense of what's really going on in these courtroom tribunals, such as they are, down at Guantanamo. Sig Leibowitz joins us from Baltimore, Maryland. Thanks for being with us.
Oh, thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be on the show.
Well, it's not the first time that transcripts, sort of public documents, have been used to elucidate events that are very remote and maybe difficult to recreate and impossible to document. How do the transcripts create a sense of reality about these tribunals in your film?
Well, I think what's really amazing, for me, I had a sense of, or I thought I had a sense of what was going on in Guantanamo. I think most people tangentially have an idea of what it is, you know, and you feel like, oh, I read the papers, I watch the news, I listen to the radio. I know what's going on, but then I read the transcripts, and they just really opened my eyes and really took my breath away. And I think what they do, what we've heard from audiences, is for the first time it really lets an audience see and hear what actually is behind these stories, what actually is happening on Guantanamo. And I think it really opens the window to these tribunals.
Well, what you see are people facing an incomprehensible sense of their accusations, the crimes against them. And you're also seeing lawyers in court, military lawyers in court, openly questioning and sometimes confused about what the process is. Let me play one of the scenes from The Response that involves the defendant here, and you can tell me a little bit about what's going on here. Listen.
For 4 years, I have told the interrogators I don't have any knowledge of this. Who is this person who is saying that I am involved in this? Tell me his name, and then maybe I can tell you if I know him. But I don't know if he's a terrorist. Maybe I know him as a friend.
That, of course, is an actor playing, an actor familiar to watchers of The Daily Show, who is playing the defendant in the film. What's going on in that scene, in his speech there?
Yeah, that is Asif Manvi, known from The Daily Show for his comedy, but he's an amazing actor. What's going on and what the transcripts show, in these tribunals, these specifically are the combatant status review tribunals, or CSRTs, what that shows is, you know, I think we all have a sense of what we think, you know, the American justice system is, or even what, you know, what court martials are. But what's happening in these CSRTs is that there's no defense attorney. There's the detainees are not allowed to see the evidence against them, and they're not allowed to confront who is bringing the charges. So in this case, the detainees, they don't know who has claimed that they are a member of a terrorist organization. I think what's also important that the film gets out is there were bounties paid by the American military to the Northern Alliance or other groups, no questions asked. If they turned over, you know, if members, supposed or alleged members of the Taliban or Al-Qaeda were turned over, and, you know, bounties of like $10,000 or $25,000 were paid, no questions asked. And you can imagine, you know, how much that money, you know, means here in America,
sure.
And of course even more so in Afghanistan.
Well, I guess, does the frustration that the actor is conveying in that scene come through in the transcript, or is that something you're adding?
No, I think it very much comes through in the transcripts. And obviously, I was looking at tons of transcripts, and I mean, there are amazing sections that obviously there wasn't enough time to put those in either.
Well, let's listen to some of the interactions of the lawyers here in this selection.
In this case, the captured informant knew the detainee's name, his address in Afghanistan, his engineering background. Couple that with a declaration from our own intelligence services.
All of which the detainee had no chance to respond to, because as an alleged enemy combatant, he's not allowed to see or confront the classified evidence against him.
It's the same rule that all detainees must
face. Excuse me, Colonel. So we have this informant who's maybe being tortured, and he might be naming names to stop that. And we're supposed to evaluate this tortured informant.
Allegedly tortured informant.
Wow. I mean, that's directly from the transcript, and I'm hearing a lot of skepticism, and all these people are military officers.
That's correct. Well, I think that portion you use, that's from the deliberation sequence of the film. So some of that, as opposed to the first part, which is taken directly from the transcript, some of the other thing is taken from various panels or different things that take place among different military scholars, former JAGs, you know, about what's going on there. And, yeah, I mean, there is a lot of frustration. I mean, I think what's important to remember is it's the military JAG officers themselves who first brought up the questions and their concerns about the process. So it's not coming from, you know, it didn't start with any liberal groups or different groups from outside the process. It was actually the military JAGs, these people who are really on the front lines, if you will, of defending the Constitution, who first came up with the concerns about what was going on.
Sig, I thought your production was brilliant because it truly does bring to life, we feel like we have a sense about what's happening in some of these proceedings, but until you actually hear it in context, it really felt to me like it did boil down to one of the sentences at the end where the lawyers are speaking and they say, well, maybe he knows something, maybe he doesn't. And that's really what the process boils down to, right?
Well, first of all, thank you very much. That's really it. And I think what I found from the transcripts and what the director, Adam Rogers, and myself really wanted to get across in the film was the fact that these military JAGs, they're caught in the web of what's going on, just like the detainees are.
And they push the values of justice, and we've seen that again and again in the Gitmo cases before the Supreme Court and elsewhere. Sig Leibowitz, thank you so much for joining us. The film is The Response. It's an independent film, and it's all about the military tribunals in Guantanamo. Thanks, Sig.
Absolutely. You can find out more on our website, www.theresponsemovie.com. Thank you so much for having me.